December 25th, 1899. Jesus wants from her a continuous attitude of sacrifice. After spending several days of almost total privation of my highest and only good, days accompanied by hardness of heart, without even being able to cry over my great loss, though I offered to God even that loss, saying to him, "Lord, accept it as a sacrifice. You alone can soften this heart of mine so hard." And finally, after long suffering, my dear Queen Mama came, carrying the celestial baby on her lap, wrapped in a little cloth, all shivering. She placed him in my arms, telling me, "My daughter, warm him with your affections, because my son was born in extreme poverty, in total abandonment from men, and in highest mortification." Oh, how pretty he was, with that celestial beauty of his. I took him in my arms and squeezed him to myself to warm him. But he was almost numb with cold, for he had nothing else to cover him but one little cloth. After I warmed him as much as I could, my tender little baby, moving his purple lips, told me, "Do you promise me to be always victim for love of me, just as I am for love of you?" And I, "Yes, my little treasure, I promise you." And he, "I'm not content with the word. I want an oath, and also an underwriting with your blood." And I, "If obedience wants it, I will do it." He seemed all content, and added, "From the moment I was born, I always kept my heart offered in sacrifice, to glorify the Father, for the conversion of sinners, and for the people who surrounded me, and were my most faithful companions in my pains. In the same way, I want your heart to be in this continuous attitude, offered in spirit of sacrifice for these three purposes." While I was saying this, the Queen Mama wanted the baby in order to nourish him with her most sweet milk. I gave him back to her, and she uncovered her breast to place it in the mouth of the divine infant. And I, clever, wanting to make a joke, put my mouth to suckle. I drew a few drops, and in the act in which I was doing this, they disappeared from me, leaving me content and discontent. May everything be for the glory of God, and to the confusion of this miserable sinner.